Talking girls, you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss MP.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You must be really good.
Yes. Can't complain.
Way better than we are.
Yeah, I cannot complain. So
how has the past few days been?
Long, tiring. We got back. Like, we ended up leaving the next morning at like 10:30. So we were all just like dead. Like, maybe slept like 2 hours. And then it was like a 5-hour flight home. And then everyone was just dead.
Can you relax today or this week? Or?
Well, yesterday I relaxed. And then today we have like a rally like at night. So it was kind of like spread out a little bit, which was nice. But I'm like, I just like feel like once my body was like season's over, I like cannot do anything.
Yeah. You need to hibernate for a little.
Yes.
Tell us about the game. Like, what? Tell us the highs, tell us any surprises, like the emotions. Give us your synopsis.
Honestly, it like the whole thing still doesn't feel real. Like playing in the game like didn't feel real. Really? And it was just like really cool. Like I've never played an Audi field before, but it's like very like on top of you. So it was just like a really cool experience. Like the amount of people there that even though it wasn't a home game for either team, like you still felt like a ton of fans there like supporting you, which is cool. Yeah, like everyone's like, so when in the game did you feel like you guys won? And like, not to sound cocky, but going into the game, like the vibes were so good and we were playing such good soccer that I was like, there's no way we lose this game. But I think scoring early, like I think when we score early, like it gives us like a lot of confidence and you could just tell everyone was like on their game and like just wanting to do their best. So like the whole game, I just felt like we were in control and like we were going to win. And that has not always been the case. Like the Gotham game that we tied, I was like, we were up 3-1 and I never felt like we were in control of the game. And then they tied. Mm-hmm. So this game, like you just could feel us in control. Like we were working as a team, like doing everything we've talked about. So like the whole game, I was pretty confident. It still got like very hectic at times. I think the whole first half, like my heart was like insane because it was just hectic at all times. Like everyone's had chaotic energy. And so it was like hard to calm down, but I think the second half calmed down a little bit more.
And what, like, how did the back line, how do you guys, I mean, you sound like everyone felt confident you were going to win, but how do you work together? Cause you look like you guys work so seamlessly together. Like, what do you think makes the back line so special?
We communicate like a ton, like even in film, like we're very open with each other. So we all feel like, no matter what, if you make a mistake, like you're not being judged, you can ask like, okay, what do you think I need to do here better? It's like just very open. And I think like that helps like with trust on the field. And we just know like we have to have each other's backs at all times. And the games where we're communicating like a ton more, you could tell like it's more seamless. But when the moment, like maybe things aren't going well, or if we get scored on, we get quiet. And that's when like, we probably aren't gonna do as well. Like Gotham, we all got quiet. Like nobody like stepped up into like leadership and was like, okay guys, like just bring us together, it's okay. But in the San Diego game, like we got scored on pretty early, we came together and we're like, no guys, like we got this, and like we turned it around pretty quickly. So I think that, and just I don't know, trusting, I think trust is like a huge thing. Like I trust every single one of them to like help me and like me help them.
You brought up a really good point about being able to be really honest with each other. And I feel like that has to go both ways. Like you have to be very comfortable being honest, like even calling players out when they need to be doing better, or, you know, vice versa. But you also have to be very receptive to getting honest feedback.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, even in college, we've been on teams where there are some people you couldn't criticize their game at all, even in a constructive way, because it would make them close down and entirely shut down. But for a whole team to be on the same page of like being open to receiving criticism from each other and giving it is really awesome. Have you always been able to like receive criticism well as a player?
I think like my college experience, he was really like brutal with film, like starting my freshman year. So like you learned how to take it. And like at once, I feel like you got past that freshman year, you're like, okay, whatever. Like you're going to say whatever you want. It hurts. But I think like as a pro, I take it as like a learning experience. Like, I just want to like get better every single day. And like, the only way is to like show me my mistakes. It gets to the point where I'm like, show me more of my mistakes, like show it in front of the team, because if it's not me doing it, it could be anybody else doing it. And I think like, I'm just very confident in like my play. And I know that mistakes are going to happen, even though like I'm a perfectionist, like I don't want to make mistakes. I'm like, okay, well, I can learn from this. Like, you can't have a perfect game every game. Like, that's just never going to happen. So I think like being surrounded by like teammates who like help you be confident and just like, hey, it's okay. Next time, like Becky's really good at if I make a mistake or something, like she's the first person to like reassure me, like it's okay.
I want to be on this team. Sounds great.
It is great.
Supportive and you guys can be so honest with each other. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you brought up college. We know you had transferred and you had spoken a little bit about your experience at your first school. What did you find most challenging and how did you grow from that experience?
It like, I felt like really embarrassed and like, I felt really alone. And I think that was like the hardest part, because like the type of personality I am, like, I'm always like, I don't know, like life of the party or having fun or like just keeping everybody like happy. And I was like exiled from my team. Like, I couldn't go to any team functions. Like, my best friends didn't talk to me. Like, I had to move out of my apartment because it got like so toxic. So I think for me, the hardest part was like, these were like, I'm a very like loyal person. And like all these people just like turned their back on me because I like didn't pass fitness tests.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And I look back and everyone's like, how did you go through that experience? And I'm like, honestly, I think like you like block out a lot of that like negative stuff. Like, I really can't remember like a lot of it just because I think my like mind has just like blocked it out. But I just remember being like so lonely. Like, I would just like lay in bed all day. Like, I was just sad. And I was like 6 hours from home and like I was embarrassed to tell my parents and everything. So I think just the part of being alone, but I think like for me, what it was like talking to my parents about it. Like, honestly, like I would come home and we would just have honest conversations. And like, they got to the point where they're like, so do you even want to go back to school there? And I was like, no. And then that was the moment like things completely changed, because they're like, okay, like, let's look at your other options, which I like didn't think I had other options. I thought I had to stay there. I thought I was like, okay, either quit the team and stay there, or like, I don't know what else to do. And so for them to like support me and be like, okay, well, where do you want to go? And like, help me on that next part of it was like super important.
And the fear that you probably had before you talked about it with anyone was probably like such a hurdle to get over. I feel like that's how it always is when you need to talk about something and you aren't, for whatever reason, whether it's embarrassment or fear of how the reaction is going to be. That build up to you probably finally talking to your parents was probably so overwhelming. And then once you did, it was like instant, you like realize everything will be okay. It's not okay, but it will be okay. And for anyone that like, oh my God, I remember in like lying about why I wanted to quit gymnastics when I was little. I remember it so specifically because I was like so afraid. And then the moment my parents were like, okay, I was like, wow, that was so easy. And for like weeks, I stressed myself out over that. So anyone that is struggling with like, like keeping all of that to yourself and trying to make a decision by yourself, it's so much easier just to bring a stranger into it. Who cares? Just talk to
anybody.
I feel like a big thing is when, because we're athletes and we're so competitive with others and even ourselves, like we put this embarrassment that's not even real. Like, the things that we get embarrassed about are so stupid. And then if anyone else said it, we'd be like, that's not something to be embarrassed about. But like, I've been being embarrassed when I wouldn't start. Like, oh man, my parents are here.
Me too.
Like, it's not embarrassing. Like, that's a crazy thought to have. So I hope anyone listening like can step back and see that and be like, if you were looking at someone else, you wouldn't want them to feel that. They shouldn't feel that, right?
Yeah.
And especially with, I mean, fitness tests, like, it's so stupid. We put so much pressure on ourselves for these tests. I remember our tests were so unrealistic at points that most of the team didn't pass. And you had something going on, right? Didn't you find?
Yeah, I had an autoimmune disorder. Yeah. Where like I wasn't even supposed to be working out at all.
It's crazy. So how soon after, like, had you left at that point when you found that out, or?
Yeah. So I left. So this fitness test was like coming back from Christmas break, which was like already like, okay, why do I need to get 40 on the beep test after Christmas break? Like, So,
never know.
Yeah, it was then. And so, like, right away, he, like, just took me off the team, whatever. And, like, I still tried to get fit. Like, I remember, like, going to the soccer field alone. I still lifted by myself with my lifting person, like, different times than when the team was in there. So, like, I was still trying to do stuff, but, like, I still just couldn't do it. But I also was, like, in the mindset of, like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. And basically, I came home for spring break, and my dad, like, took me to this indoor facility to run the fitness test every single day. And one day, I ran it 3 times, and I was crying to my dad. And so now he, like, looks back, and he's like, I am so sorry. But, like, who would have known at that time that all of this would have been going on? So I came home. I decided I was going to leave. And then when I came home for, like, summer break, I finally went to the doctor, because every time I was, like, super stressed, I kept getting, like I had strep, but I didn't have strep, and I would have a fever. So I was like, I keep getting the same thing. And then he was like, have I ever told you, you have a goiter? And I was like, I don't even know what that is. Like, no. And, like, basically, like, my thyroid, like, is like a butterfly shaped gland in your neck. And it was 3 times the size it should have been. So, like, anytime I swallowed, like, you saw, like, this huge bump in my throat. And so I was like, no. And so I went and got, like, a ton of tests done. And basically, like, my thyroid was just producing, like, so much hormone that it was, like, causing my body to, like, attack it. So, like, looked at all my options and, like, started, like, medicine, like, right away. And the first medicine I got hives from. So I was like, okay. And that was one that usually works better. So then we went to another one. And we just tried, like, really conservative approaches, because you can kind of go into, like, you can have it still but get rid of it in a way. So tried all these medicines. And at this point, I was, like, going to DePaul to play, because I was just going to go to school there, just to go to school. And they're like, if you want to play, like, the coach is like, I remember you growing up. Like, we have a spot on the team if you want it. And I was like, sure. Like, I guess, like, one last fun year. Like, DePaul wasn't on the same level as Kentucky at the time. So I was like, I'll just go have fun. Like, whatever. Got there, had a red shirt, and I was, like, so sad. I was like, no, like, I don't want to stay in school. Like, my, like, experience at Kentucky just, like, ruined it for me. So it ended up being the best thing for me. So I ended up, like, the pills weren't working. So then I just got, like, it cut out of me. And, like, within literally the next day, I felt 100 times better. Like, my resting heart rate was 145. And then as soon as I got taken out, I went back to 70.
Shit.
Resting. And I thought I had anxiety. And it was just, like, my heart was racing, like, constantly.
Jeez. That's wild.
It is. And it's just, like, I just thought I had anxiety from the whole situation. I'm like, no, like, my body was, like, literally, like, in crazy mode.
Jeez. Well, thank goodness you went to the doctor and found.
Yes. He's like, you should not be working out. I had to stop working out completely for, like, almost a year. Like, I got really skinny, like, lost all my muscle. People are like, can you even play soccer? Because, like, I literally looked that skinny.
Wait, this is so interesting. So when you were going through that, which must have been so hard on you, and especially so hard on you because you couldn't play, did you still want to play professionally? Or did you even know you wanted to play at all?
Oh, my God, no. In college, people are like, are you going to play pro? I'm like, absolutely not. And that's when, like, Aaron right now, like, went pro. And, like, you just heard stories of, like, oh, we get paid, like, $7,000 or, like, $14,000. And I was like, ha, like, who would go do that? And then I went and did it. So,
but, like you said, your experience at college entirely made you forget that the game can bring you joy. It literally sucked all meaning out of playing the game. So, of course, why am I going to go do something that I don't even enjoy and I get paid absolutely nothing for it? When did DePaul give you, like, the faith back that soccer can be fun and, you know, bring you joy?
Oh, yeah. Like, my first year was kind of weird because I was a senior and everyone's like, oh, well, she's going to be gone anyways. And I just, like, I sat there every day. Like, I knew a couple people from, like, playing club, but, like, not very well. And so, like, I didn't really have, like, my friend group. Like, all my best friends were, like, the people I didn't talk to anymore at Kentucky. So it was, like, pretty hard, but my sister lived downtown, so I hung out with her a lot. But it wasn't until, like, I think, like, spring, because I could play in the spring and, like, get back into playing again and everything, that I was like, wait, like, I met my bestest friends there, which helped because we were together all the time. And then fall, like, our season, I was having, like, the best time, but, like, I hadn't even, like, felt like I hit the type of player I was anymore because, like, I'd been out of soccer for, like, a year. I'd gone through so much stuff that I was like, wait, it took until, like, the end of season for me to finally be like, wait, this is the type of player, like, I can be. And so I think it was, I don't even know, but like season ended pretty early for us just because we didn't go to NCAAs and everything. But like, I was okay with it because we had so much fun that I was like, I don't even care making NCAAs. Like, we had the best season ever, like whatever. And that, at that point I was like, I don't think I want to be done. Like, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of the player like I always thought I could be. But like at Kentucky, I just could never be that player. Like, I was, something was always holding me back. So once I was like, wait, I like, I'm getting a taste of like the player I wanted to be, I was like, I need to keep playing.
The player you could be, and also like enjoying the game again and like being a part of a, you know, a team environment that you felt comfortable and good in. It's crazy.
What, yeah. It was like night and day at Kentucky. Like, I played, like I forced myself to play, and like, I didn't have fun. I dreaded it. And I was like, well, I have to play. Like, I, like my parents, like I got like a scholarship, like I'm going to school, like I'm, and embarrassment again of, well, if I'm not a student athlete, like what am I? Mm-hmm. Like, you put that like title to yourself and like you feel good about it, and like what would you be if you're not an athlete? So like, I forced myself to play soccer. Like, I didn't even like enjoy it. So when I got to DePaul and I was like, wait, I'm having the time of my life, like laughing on the field every day with my best friends, like working hard for each other. Like, my coach at Kentucky said like I never worked hard. Like, I just, he called the DePaul coach and was like, oh, by the way, like, she doesn't work hard. And I'm like, bro, just like, let me like live my, like, why are you calling
me? Let me live.
That's weird. Like, why are you still trying to like not let me like succeed? Like, you were calling my new coach just to tell her I don't work hard. And she was like, okay. And then once she saw like how hard I worked, she was like, like, I don't even know how he could say that about you. And I'm like, and to this day, like, I'm still feel like I'm like one of those people who works hard no matter what. Mm-hmm. So like, for him to do that was just like, okay.
Yeah, a quality you know you have. That's frustrating.
Everything happens for a reason. Like you said, it sounds like you literally found a new passion for the game again, and then look at where it's brought you.
Yeah, it's I would have like never ever ever imagined this if like you asked me at Kentucky, like, oh, do you know where you're gonna be in like so many years? Like, I would be like, there's no way.
Yeah, you've experienced a lot of setbacks, and every player needs to know that is so, that's built into the system. You're going to encounter all these challenges, but what's your advice for overcoming those setbacks? Do you have any advice for younger players?
Like, I feel like the setbacks are kind of like made me who I am. And like, I wouldn't take it back. Like, my sister's always like, I feel so bad. And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, it's taken me to exactly where I need to be. I've learned so much about myself. Like, I got really close with like my family. It's just, you then like are more like grateful for things. Like, when I got to here, like, I'm just like really grateful to be here. You put in the work and like, that's what you get. So for me, I think like just knowing that you're not alone, if you're going through something, it's okay to like have a different path than what you thought your path was going to be, because mine is completely different. And like, I wouldn't change it for the world. As much as it sucked at the time, like, it's taken me to where I be. I have my best friends. I'm living like a life that I'm just like so happy to live and like grateful for. And I get to do like the coolest things.
I kind of love that you in college were like, hell no, I'm not playing professional. But I feel like we talked to so many people that are like, oh, since I was 7, I knew I wanted to play. Like, oh, it's always been a feeling that I've had inside. But it is so, I mean, as that absolutely happened. But it is also so real of you to be like, I was like, hell no, I'm not gonna play pros. And I just love that, like, it's where life is fluid and your opinion can change and circumstances can change and your entire outlook and perception on something can change. So like, yeah, one year you may be finding no joy in the game, and then the next year you could find complete joy in the game. And I just love that's such a real and honest, you know, like, way to come to the pros. I love it.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm like, I made fun of people who played pro, and like, I'm one of those people now.
And then when you went to Portland, that started unconventionally as well, right? You weren't drafted. You went on the team as a, like, someone was going to the national team. You went on as a replacement, and then like, you kept carving your way and like making an impact on the team.
Yeah, I was like invited to preseason, and that was when like only there were 20 roster spots, and that's when we won, and we had like Amadee and like Lindsay, like all these people. And so like, I was just like in awe. We had like Tobin at, like, the team was unreal then. And so I was just in awe, and like, I 100% was not at the level yet. Like, I was still trying to like build back like who I was as a player. And like, Mark was like, you can come to preseason. And they put me with the host family that like, I'm literally their family still. Like, I see them all the time. My mom just got remarried. I was, like, at her reception. Like, so for me, it was, I got, like, pretty lucky because I lived with a family that I'm, like, really close with now. And I got a job. I was working at LA Fitness. Like, I was just a practice player. I was, like, on the team for a month. And I hated it, like, for a lot of it, because, like, I was really alone. Like, all my friends were at school. Like, I was graduating and I wasn't even, like, with my friends during that time. And so I, like, told my parents, like, I'll give it a year, because I could just see, like, how much growth I was having, like, while being there. Like, I was not at that level yet. And I was like, why am I not on the team? I'm like, looking back, I'm like, I definitely was not ready to be on the team. But I just learned so much that I was like, give myself a year. And then I'm like, I'm going to come back into preseason the next year. And I like earned my roster spot. And it was just like, okay, like I can do this. And each year, it's just like growing more and more and more. And it was a lot of hard work. And like, I had to see a sports psych for a while because I was like focusing on like out, like not playing instead of like, okay, what can I bring each day? Like, as long as I'm playing my best each day, like that's good enough for me. And everyone now is like, well, like, think it happened overnight. And I'm like, I've been here for like 6 years. Like, this didn't happen overnight. Like, this has been like me putting in work every day behind the scenes. Like, I didn't dress for a couple of years. Like, I was on the bench but never stepped on the field. Like, it's been really hard. And I feel like now I'm like finally like seeing like where all that hard work went. And it like is so amazing. And like, I'm super grateful. I'm like super thankful for it. Because it definitely just didn't happen overnight.
It's so funny that you were told that you didn't work hard and then you've shown 6 years what hard work has done. So crazy. It's full circle. And everything I like have read about you, it's the first thing that people say is like, she's a hard worker. She's worked so hard to get here. So that's very cool.
Thanks. Yeah, it is full circle.
All right. So rapid, we call it like slow burning. You can take a little time. Teammate you'd be stuck on a deserted island with, and why?
Okay, I think I would have to go with, like, Emily Menges because I think she could, like, make us survive.
I love Emily. I played with her on my club team, girl.
Yes. We would survive somehow.
Yeah.
I love her. You guys have to follow her if you don't on Instagram, but she's,
oh, like, I love her.
She, like, so does bird watching now and stuff, too, yeah. Right?
Aww. She's, like, the most, like, random person, but, like, I love her so much.
I love that. Cool.
Okay, a teammate you would call to bail you out of jail.
Bail me? I would think I would have to do Crystal because she's like the mother figure of our team. And I feel like she would just like be there in a heartbeat.
So she wouldn't pass judgment? She'd just come get you? Or she?
No, she 100% would not pass judgment. But also like everyone on my team, like they all think I would go to jail first on the team anyways. Like Becky's convinced I'm the person on the team who like would go to jail first. And I'm just like, what?
At least you know who to call then.
I know. I think I call anyone, honestly.
All right. Who is the teammate that you text your stream of consciousness to, the most random things to?
Ooh. I would say Sophie Morgan.
And like just do you guys go back and forth like crazy things? Just random?
Like honestly, I think we like DM each other like more than text. Like I'm more of like if I see something funny, I just send it to you. And so it's like on every stream, like TikTok, Instagram or Twitter.
You have multiple different conversations going.
Yeah. Well, Morgan gets mad because when she texts me, I actually like don't answer because I forget to look at the text. Like you have a better job of like getting contact to me through like Instagram DM than through texting me.
Teammate you'd want to borrow their style or clothes or go through their closet?
I would say, ooh, this one's hard. I would say clothes. I would do Soph because I know she's like really cute stuff, but like Becky I heard has like a really nice bag collection. Ooh. So yeah, and she hasn't shown anybody, so I'm like, but I heard it's really nice. And I'm like, girly, where are these bags? I need to see them.
Yeah, hiding them.
She is.
Teammate you would watch a reality show about?
I think I would go with Crystal. Because if she like did like a reality show about like her family, I think it'd be fun. She's funny with Marcel.
Yeah, they have a fun relationship.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Who is a teammate that you would binge a Netflix show with?
So, because we, on this last trip in DC, we were watching Love Island every day together.
I can binge that. That is my top easiest binge show. And then there's like 50 episodes long. I'm in it.
Yes. And we both watched USA already and UK version from this year. So we turn on the new Australia one.
Ooh, there you go. I'm going to dabble in that one. All right. Teammate that's the most fun to go out to eat with, whether like they're splitting stuff or they're ordering all kinds of like cool stuff.
Yes, she's like a big foodie. So like recently, like me and her boyfriend and my boyfriend, we've been going to dinner and like they are just like open to try anything and they always have good recommendations.
Nice. That's clutch. That's important.
It is.
Okay, final question. What is your biggest soccer girl problem?
Like the weather, because I like want to be warm all the time. But then when I'm warm, I have to have all my clothes off too at the same time. So like I am always made fun of because I wear like pants and like three jackets and I'll be in my tank top and shorts after. So like our equipment lady is like so annoyed with me because I'm taking off like literally 10 layers and she's like, really? Like why? And I'm just like, I don't know.
I like that. That's a good one. We haven't heard that one yet.
I know, I'm trying to think, like, I also, like, everyone makes fun of my shorts, but, like, I can't, like, I physically, like, can't have material touching my leg when I'm running around, and everyone's, like, oh my god, your shorts, like, I get made fun of so much, and I'm, like, I need to run, like, I feel like my legs are then, like, stuck if my shorts are too long.
Yeah, now you can, like, rock the diaper shorts, I feel like, and, like,
Yep. Everyone used to make fun of me and now I think they've just like accepted it. And I'm like, you have to just accept it at this point.
Well, the diaper shorts are in now. I don't know how you wear your shorts, but I do that when I run. Just
tuck them. I literally like tuck them up into the my underwear.
You run faster when they're tucked. Like you run faster.
Yeah. I feel more free.
Yeah, exactly. I have to be free when I run.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on. It was so great to
chat.
Thanks
for having me.
And we're so excited to continue to just watch all your hard work pay off. And congrats on winning. That was so exciting. And it's been so much fun to watch you and the team.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Soccer girls, you know we got some problems. So tune in, away we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your king.